This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consul on Mr. James Doos. Last name D for David, O-O, S for Sam, E for Europe. First name James, J-A, M for Mary, E for Europe, S for Sam, period. Today's date is May 29, 2024, period. New paragraph. Approximately 2 or 3 weeks ago, patient was going to have prostate surgery for probable benign prostate hyperplasia. But due to his EKG finding, the surgery was postponed and he was advised to have cardiology evaluation, period, new paragraph. So patient is here for cardiology evaluation, period. He's not very active, period. He walks with walker for last 8 years. And he says now he may get short of breath on walking half a block, period. His functional capacity is decreasing gradually over last few years. And he cannot walk without walker because of his previous right shoulder and right knee problem, period. New paragraph. No history of any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness or syncope, period. No history of palpitation, comma, cough with expectoration, or edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. According to the patient, approximately he was trying to carry a water heater about 8 years ago when he fell and sustained the injury to the right shoulder and right knee, and since then his functional capacity is markedly limited and he has to walk with walker, period. He also gives history of polio, P for Peter, O, L for Larry, I for India, O, when he was young. But he says with the conservative treatment, he recovered well, period. He has a history of mild hypercholesterolemia and he has a chronic renal failure, period. No history of hypertension, comma, diabetes, comma, cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of, new paragraph, no history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period, new paragraph. Allergy is allergic to penicillin and sulfa, period, new paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 77 years, due to myocardial infarction, period. He had smoked throughout his life and his health had decreased in last year or two, period. Mother died at the age of 74 due to emphysema and getting pneumonia in the hospital, period. Social history, he does not smoke and he does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Personal history, 6 feet 1 inch tall. His weight is 146 pounds and he is retired for some time, period. New paragraph. He was given a thyroid medication because some few months ago his thyroid level were low, but then the medicine caused the increase in heart rate, so thyroid medicine was pulled back to the same level what it was before, and now he's at the original thyroid medicine dose for about last 5 weeks period. Next line is 6 feet 1 inch tall and his weight is 146 pound period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative period, pupil equal and react to the light period, no pallor, cyanosis or clubbing period, no JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsal speed is 3/4 and both posterior tibial 1/4 period. No carotid bruit period, no obvious skin problem detected period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 130/130 over 84 millimeters of mercury period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam. BMI cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. Patient has a resting tachycardia, period, no S3, comma, no S4, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, ANT is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG done today shows the heart rate 105 beats per minute, and there is a ectopic atrial tachycardia, period. No other significant abnormality, period. The rhythm strip done immediately after the EKG shows intermittent right bundle branch block at a rate of about 107 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. Analysis in view of shortness of breath on mild or minimal activity. The plan is to do IV Lexiscan cardiolite scan to evaluate for myocardial ischemia, period. He does have a resting tachycardia and he does not have any other risk factor other than his age of 75-year period. He says he was exposed to his father smoking when he was young, period. In view of his intermittent right bundle branch block, plan is to do IV Lexiscan cardiolite scan to evaluate for myocardial ischemia and echocardiogram to evaluate for shortness of breath, coma, cardiomyopathy, period. He has a long-standing chronic renal failure with the risk factor of mildly uncontrolled hypertension and resting ectopic atrial tachycardia, plus mildly elevated cholesterol, which increases the chances of myocardial ischemia, as well as possibility of cardiomyopathy. And so the plan is to request the echocardiogram, period. In order to slow down his resting tachycardia, which may be due to thyroid medication, the plan is to give patient metoprolol tartrate, metoprolol, M for Mary, E for Europe, T for Tom, O, P for Peter, R, O, L for Larry, O, L for Larry, tartrate 25 milligram PO twice a day, period. So patient has been scheduled for IV Lexiscan cardiolite scan and echocardiogram, period. The patient and his wife were then explained in detail pros and cons of above workup and They understood well and they had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression number one, shortness of breath on minimal activity. Next line number two, hypertension mildly uncontrolled, period. Number three, resting ectopic atrial tachycardia. Next line number four, intermittent right bundle branch block. Next line number five, pre-op evaluation. Next line number six, mild hypercholesterolemia. Next line number seven, chronic renal failure or CKD. C for Charlie, K for Kite, D for David. CKD, Roman numeral number three, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.